Ukrainian News Outlook.
The headlines for the week ending June 3rd. Tighter controls prevent the E. coli bacteria. IMF-Ukraine cooperation to continue. Ukraine to play important role in world food supplies. And who let the dogs out? I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine has tightened controls over vegetable imports from the European Union as the region struggles with the deadly E. coli outbreak. The Prime Minister said Ukraine, from the beginning of this phenomenon, has taken action to protect its people, but we didn't advertise it. A team of border guards was ordered to tighten controls over European vegetables. Researchers have been unable to pinpoint the cause of the illness, which has hit at least 9 European countries. This prompted Russia on Thursday to extend a ban on vegetables from the entire European Union. The World Health Organization said that the E. coli bacteria responsible for the outbreak is a new strain that has never been seen before. Ukraine's cooperation with the International Monetary Fund, or IMF, will continue, said the National Bank governor. On May 16th, the head of the IMF in Ukraine, Max Allier, stressed that Ukraine should launch pension reform and increase gas tariffs for households to receive another disbursement of the IMF. Last July, the IMF agreed to re-engage with Ukraine, offering a new standby agreement, which provides for the allocation of $15.6 billion. Kiev received the first tranche and the second in December last year after the first revision of the program. Their total was $3.4 billion. Ukraine can make an important contribution to global food security, but it needs more investment and a predictable agricultural policy from the government, said the director of the Investment Center for the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization. The FAO representative noted that in 2008, Ukraine carried out 7% of the world's grain shipments. At the same time, the average crop capacity has grown by 26% in the world since 2004, while in Ukraine it dropped by 2%. Ukraine's agriculture policy and food minister stressed that Ukraine is planning to double its harvest, as well as significantly increase meat production. According to the minister, land reform and the creation of a future farming market would contribute to this. He also stressed that Ukraine would refrain from imposing export quotas and strive to join the markets of the developed countries. This year, Ukraine has to pay off $24 billion on external debts. This year, Ukraine has to pay off $24 billion on external debts. This was stated during the extended session of the government by President Viktor Yanukovych. This year, the existing problems were aggravated with the problem of the external debt of $24 billion, which must be paid, and all of this from taxpayers' purses, he added. The president stressed that this is a huge burden for Ukraine. He said, thank God the economy of Ukraine is growing, budget revenues are increasing. We have found that the tool that on a large scale positively influences the growth of the economy. As reported, the state debt of Ukraine at the end of 2011, taking into account $6 billion in credit supply from the IMF plan for this year, could reach $68 billion, which corresponds to 42% of the GDP. Now, this is something that residents in Kherson, Ukraine, won't hear anymore after 10 o'clock. Well, the city has passed a law banning dogs from barking between 10 p.m. and 8 p.m., making life quieter for residents. The rule, which is among measures aimed at maintaining cleanliness and order, also applies to cats meowing, pigs grunting, and get this, chickens cackling. Opponents have queried how the laws will be enforced. What happens if they arrest a stray dog for barking out of hours? Who finds them, one person said. A loophole means that the rules only apply to animals whose owners live in apartment blocks and not private houses. It'll be interesting to see how this story develops. And that was a look at some of the headlines for the week ending June 3rd. If you'd like to subscribe to this program in iTunes, just go to the Nash Holos page at www.pcjmedia.com. I'm Keith Parent.